This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we saw in our recent study of the book of Jude, we are encouraged to keep ourselves in the love of God while we wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring us to eternal life. Verse 21. This got me thinking. Millions have read the best-selling book by Rick Warren, The Purpose-Driven Life. While reflecting on a purpose-driven life, a thought occurred to me. Jesus calls us to be love-driven in our daily walk, or love-directed. In John chapters 13 through 17, which includes the upper room discourse, I was surprised to find the word love mentioned 30 times. I thought it would be good to do a topical study of love based on these chapters. To do this, first collect all the information you can on the topic, then correlate it into an outline, finally crystallize what you have learned on the topic into some personal applications. Let me encourage you to read these 5 chapters over a few times and take note of the many times love is referred to. List what you find in each place where the word is used, then reflect on what you have found. You might be interested to know that all but 3 of the references to love use the word agape, which means a self-giving, unconditional love. The 3 exceptions use the word phileo, which means a natural affection for. As you collect this information, start correlating it into an outline. When I did this, I came up with 5 points: God the Father's love, Jesus Christ's love, our love, the world's love, and the quality of love. The title I came up with was Love is Like a Diamond. If you'd like to review this series of messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.